This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky called Saturday for the evacuation of eastern Donetsk province, the region that has seen the fiercest fighting as Russia seeks to fully control it. Zelensky made the announcement Saturday during his nightly video address to his nation. He said the more people to leave the region, the fewer people the Russian army will have time to kill. He added that residents who left would be given compensation, that according to Reuters news agency. Zelensky also promised logistical support to persuade people to leave. Hundreds of thousands of people, including children and the elderly, remain in combat zones of the larger Donbas region, which includes Donetsk and Luhansk. It's also the region where Ukrainian prisoners of war died in a missile attack earlier this week. U.S. President Joe Biden has again tested positive for COVID-19. AP correspondent Mike Hampen has details.
The president has returned to isolation following his positive test Saturday. White House physician Dr. Kevin O'Connor says in a letter that Biden has experienced no reemergence of symptoms and continues to feel quite well. Biden was just cleared 3 days ago to exit coronavirus isolation. In accordance with Centers for Disease Control and Prevention guidelines, the president will re-enter isolation for at least 5 days. The agency says most rebound cases remain mild and that severe disease during this period has not been reported. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese on Saturday outlined a draft referendum question in a bid to change the Constitution of Australia to set up a representative Indigenous body in Parliament. This is VOA News. Pope Francis said Saturday that what happened at residential schools the Roman Catholic and other Christian churches ran in Canada to forcefully assimilate Canada's Indigenous children was genocide. The Pope made the comment while flying back to Rome after a week-long trip to Canada, where he delivered a historic apology for the church's role in the policy. He was asked by an Indigenous Canadian reporter on the plane why he did not use the word genocide during the trip and if he would accept that members of the church participated in genocide. Pope said he didn't think of it during the trip but realized that what he had described during the trip was genocide. Between 1881 and 1996, more than 150,000 Indigenous children were separated from their families and brought to residential schools. Many of those children were starved, beaten, and abused. The schools were run by the government by religious groups, most of them Catholic, and the acts of abuse have been verified by Canada's Truth and Reconciliation Commission, calling them cultural genocide. Hundreds of followers of an influential Shiite cleric have reached Iraq's parliament for a second time this week to protest the government formation efforts led by Iran-backed groups. Iraqi security forces used tear gas and sound bombs on Saturday to try to repel the demonstrators. That came after protesters used ropes to tear down cement walls leading to the heavily fortified district. The protesters are followers of influential Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr, who called for the demonstrations against the formation of the next government by Iran-backed political groups. Hundreds of tourism projects in the United States are getting about $2.4 billion in federal coronavirus relief funding. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
According to an Associated Press analysis, the money has aided everything from a gas station expansion in California to new sports facilities in Georgia and culturally diverse music festivals in Nashville. Portland, Oregon categorized the purchase of 200 graffiti-resistant trash cans as a tourism project. All the money comes from the American Rescue Plan. The flexible aid program for governments lists tourism as one of its eligible purposes, alongside such things as health care and housing. I'm Julie Walker.
And once again, recapping our top story this hour, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has called for the evacuation of eastern Donetsk province, the region that has seen the fiercest fighting as Russia seeks to fully control the area. He made the announcement Saturday during his nightly video address to the nation. Marissa Melton, VOA News.